TB dixit quam meum, quae sibi votum tuum. Votum tuum, Domine, requiram. Ne avertas faciem tuam, Amen.
Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. In you is the source of life. And in your light we see light.
O wondrous type, O vision fair of glory that your people share, which Christ upon the mountain shows, where brighter than the sun he glows. With Moses and Elijah nigh, the incarnate word holds converse high, and from the cloud the Holy One bears witness to the only Son. With shining face and bright array, Christ deigns to manifest today. What glory shall be theirs above, who live in God with perfect love? And faithful hearts are raised on high by this great vision's mystery, for which in joyful strains we raise the voice of prayer, the hymns of praise. Great Abba, with eternal Son and Holy Spirit ever one, grant us who praise your loving grace the gift to see you face to face. Amen. Lord, it is good to be here. Let us build three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. By his wounds we have been healed. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow in his steps. By his wounds we have been healed. He committed no sin, no guile was found upon his lips. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. By his wounds we have been healed. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he trusted in God who judges justly. By his wounds we have been healed. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live
live to righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. By his wounds we have been healed. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the breath of life. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Lord, it is good to be here. Let us build three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
A reading from the second letter to Timothy. Beloved, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. God saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to God's own design and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Out of Zion's perfect beauty, he shines. Our God comes and keeps silence no longer. Out of Zion's perfect beauty, he shines. Our God comes and keeps silence no longer. Christ will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Out of Zion's perfect beauty, he shines. Our God comes and keeps silence no longer. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. Out of Zion's perfect beauty, he shines. Our God comes and keeps silence no longer. Tell the vision you have seen to no one, till the human one has risen from the dead. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. the mighty arm of God, scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Tell the vision you have seen to no one, till the human one has risen from the dead.
With Peter, James, and John, lead us up the mountain of contemplative awareness, where we will gaze with compassion on the whole of reality which reveals God's glory. With Moses, Elijah, and all your prophets and saints, welcome us into the sharing of God's wisdom, which continues as we open our hearts and minds to insights from other ages and spiritual traditions. With those who heard the voice from the cloud, open our minds and hearts to know and love you, and our ears to listen and learn from what you have said and done. With the apostles, raise us from our fears so that we can follow you back down the mountain, where you call and grace us to continue your mission and ministry. With you, may we hear the voice of our Abba saying to each of us, "You are my beloved, in whom I take delight." So our lives will be transfigured, and we may share light with the world. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of life and light, through the mystery of the Transfiguration, you revealed that in his teaching and way of living and loving, Jesus reveals your glory and fulfills both the law and the prophets. May our celebration of this holy season rehearse us in learning from his teachings and living by his values, and so bring us closer to realizing the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life that your love offers to us and all creation, both now and forever. Amen. May Adonai bless us and keep us. Amen. May the face of Adonai shine on us and be gracious to us. Amen. May Adonai look upon us with favor and give us peace. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo gloriosa, super omnes speciosa.
Vale o valde decora, et pro nobis Christum exora.
Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.